Attempts to scam mobile phone users into handing over personal information have steadily increased as more of us can be contacted by individual phone numbers. However, in the last few months, the prevalence of these messages have skyrocketed as lockdowns extend around the country and times spent on phones increase. Whilst government bodies and consumer watchdogs have consistently tried to address the issue, fraudsters continue to be one step ahead. Jared Cross has more.
Yeah, I was just receiving about like 6 or 7 phone calls a day from a really dodgy number and it just didn't seem to stop.
Your package is about to be delivered and to track it here and with a link to it, you know, probably about another 7 or 8 during the week.
The legal component. There is an arrest warrant already issued under your name. To talk to an officer from the Australian Border Force, please press 1 now. I repeat, press 1.
That was Jasmine, Brett, and a computer-generated voice message detailing examples of suspicious calls, texts, and voicemails that most of us have received at one point or another. For some, they're nothing more than a nuisance. But for others, they can be quite a concern, leaving many as the subject of theft, fraud, and distress. It seems that of late there's been an increase in this kind of activity. Fiona Cameron, authority member of ACMA, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, substantiated this.
More and more scam calls are running around the system. That's because we are a bit like sitting ducks at the moment with COVID. We're more at home, we're more on our devices, we're more on our phones, and we're more susceptible. So the scammers are out in force. Some 215 million scam calls have been blocked since December 2020.
Historically, deceiving emails and calls were the chosen method. But thanks to the ACCC ScamWatch service and an ACMA code that requires the telco sector to monitor, trace and block these attempts, scammers have adopted a different approach.
It started with lots of emails. I think filtering devices and companies and businesses got better at filtering out and people got more educated to delete. Phone calls have predominantly been the place where the most scammers have got through. What I think we're seeing now is that as we're in this environment of COVID, where there are all sorts of scams can be dreamed up, including get your vaccination, jump the queue type scams, the SMS is becoming a more favoured scam channel. The telco industry group Comms Alliance is looking at amending the scam reduction code to ensure that they're also required to monitor, trace and block SMS messages, and we're awaiting the registration of that code.
Many of these texts include grammatical errors, leading some to suggest this is a ploy to bypass embedded software to block suspicious messages. While there's no definitive proof of this, a number of trials from authoritative bodies have been conducted to mitigate the issue.
There have been a couple of trials of authenticating sender IDs that the ATO did a trial, and they registered their sender ID, and that meant that no ATO SMSs were able to get through because the registered ID was with this telco service provider and anything else got blocked.
While these efforts have been effective, there's no guarantee, and scammers can be quite cunning.
If your sender ID is a government agency or organisation that you might be familiar with or Australia Post, you're more likely to click on the link or be comforted. What scammers do is put in a sender ID that maybe looks familiar so that they can get you to click on the link.
Response does vary from target to target of these scams, and younger generations, while concerned, are often able to decipher their legitimacy. But those that are a little older might be easier to fool, as Jasmine and Brett explain.
I was slightly concerned, but just more worried and just confused as to where they got my number from.
My wife orders a lot of stuff online and she's probably prone to follow the link. And I don't know what that's going to do to her, whether that, you know, whether someone can access her details or something by doing that.
For anyone being contacted by scammers, the directive from ACMA is clear. This is Fiona Cameron a final time.
To report all scams to ScamWatch.
Fiona Cameron from the Australian Communications and Media Authority ending that report by Jared Cross.